ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thank you to our guest today, Bobby Marks, ESPN's NBA front office insider, and Mike Singer from the Denver Post, talking about the hiring of AK. Thank you to Randy Merkin and Chris Bleck. Job well done, as always. And Crosstalk is brought to you by PropSwap. Our guys Luke and Ian are standing by us during this pandemic, and we're standing by them. PropSwap, your home to buy and sell sports bets. They're also one of the great sponsors of our trivia contest, the Tournament of Champions, to decide who is the trivia champion here at ESPN 1000. The final first-round matchup is tomorrow, about 24 and a half hours from right now, 2:30 tomorrow to wrap the week on the Waddle and Sylvie Show. It will be show versus show. It's going to be Meller versus Waddle. Intra-division.
I got my money on Meller.
Yeah. Meller, I think, is this
sneaky. Sneaky smart.
He's like the sneaky 5-1, you know, better price to win this whole thing. And if you're looking for an underdog, you know, he's the guy that could pull the upset ultimately.
I'm actually looking to pay his son to maybe throw some paint on his carpet, his living room or his family room, early in the day to get Jeff's mind off
the rattle
of the game. Yeah,
I love that. That's gamesmanship. Yeah. Not cheating.
That maybe give him, slip him $100 bill to maybe pour some paint on the carpet in the house, and then have his lovely wife, Michelle, have to call the station and get Jeff off his game.
He's too busy, though, speed training at the house.
That's
true. I don't know if that was paint's great. Available. Meller sent us a bunch of videos today. Boy, is his son a good athlete.
Yeah.
And Meller is capitalizing off every... You should see some of these drills. Drills that I've never done in my life.
Speed drills. Good. You got to get...
It's very Marv Marinovich-like.
Oh, get the letter on. Man. It doesn't always have to be like Marv Marinovich, just because
okay, watch the video.
Was he yelling at the kid?
Yes, you can. Yes, yes.
Right. Maybe he is a little guy. Maybe he's got a little Marv Marinovich.
You could hear him shaking his head and like a not happy. Oh, you got
to
pick up the pace.
A little Herb Brooks.
Yeah.
Well, but that worked for Herb Brooks and that team. You got to admit.
That's true.
You know, Marv Marinovich, not so much. But
I don't even know what he's practicing for.
Yeah, what's he practicing? He loves soccer, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I think all sports. I mean, he's a great skier too.
Yeah,
but I don't even know if our listeners know the Marv Marinovich reference anymore because it's so old. Todd Marinovich was a great college quarterback and whose dad like trained him to be like the perfect quarterback.
Right.
And then he ultimately was a bust as a pro, right?
Big time.
How about we just tell our listeners to do a little homework? This is interactive.
Wow,
here. Time. Look up Marv Marinovich instead of me having to tell you.
Giving homework assignments during quarantine.
That's my Meller. That's my Meller impression.
Was Todd Marinovich.
Yeah, that's what they called him, right?
You're the league.
Todd Marinovich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was his nickname.
By the way, Carm, an outstanding showing by you today. I thought Sylvie came to play.
Yeah, he did.
But, I mean, like a perfect score, a perfect 10?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was an outstanding performance.
Get ready to get some, Tommy.
I'm telling you right now, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the competitor that is one Johnny the Good Kid, but I think he meets a buzzsaw in the finals against a Carmen DeFalco.
Oh, it's going to
get there, guys. Ooh, we got to get there.
I got you.
Yeah, Black almost ran the table yesterday, so.
Six of them.
Abdallah says he just gave up after two.
Yeah, I think he did. I'm telling you, he was demoralized when he couldn't get Christian Pulisic. He was demoralized. I could see it in his face.
Yeah. You don't want
marijuana is a hell of a drug, guys.
Marijuana.
Yeah, but you don't want to quit. That's not a good lesson you want to teach people.
No.
You don't have any kids yet.
Oh, like you guys know Abdallah.
I'm out.
Is he a quitter?
Are you kidding me?
You guys don't understand the E and ESPN stands for entertainment yet. Do I need to explain this to you again?
Hey, Abdallah, how did DePaul go? How did it go at DePaul? What happened there?
I dropped out and came to Columbia College, where it led me to a career at ESPN Chicago.
Oh, boy.
He's a tough friend over here, Abdallah. He's breaking your chops pretty good.
After beating him, too. He's rubbing your face in it.
No, he's just rubbing your face in it.
I'll rub his face in something.
What happened at DePaul?
What are you going to do?
Oh, man. What a nightmare.
Oh, God. So what do you guys think? We kind of knew that this was probably going to happen, that all signs were pointing towards AK. You know, it's with these types of things, we don't really know. He's never run the show before. We're going to find out. But there's nothing that we read or hear that gives us pause at all. So I guess that's something encouraging, right? That he seems to be very well respected, highly regarded, and he knows what he's doing in terms of player development and scouting.
Yeah, that's what they need, Carm. I mean, if they had better player development, Lauri Markkanen would be better than he was in his third year. So this guy is going to surround everything on paper about him sounds very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready. He's been a candidate. He's going to rebuild what the Bulls front office looks like, totally modernizing it. I mean, this is a gut job. This is an old house that needs to be gutted and completely rebuilt and modernized. They're going to do it. It still doesn't mean that the process was a good process. Like Waddle always likes to say, both can be true. So in the end, did the Bulls get it right? I'm optimistic, and I'll wait and see what they do with everything.
Mm-hmm.
For the people who say they didn't interview enough people, they didn't interview enough minorities, I think that plays well, too. I think you can say both. I think their process, the way they've gone about their process, guys, in the last few years has been very poor.
Yeah.
They hired Fred Hoiberg without a coaching interview session with anybody else. They hired Jim Boylan without conducting any coaches' interviews. They hired Karnisovas or however you want to say it.
Without
interviewing any minorities.
Although Cowley did tweet that a source close to the situation said that Michael Reinsdorf reached out to at least three African-American executives, and they were either denied permission or simply turned down.
Right. Okay. I mean, they're in spin control now.
Maybe.
And again, like I don't trust them. I mean, they've lost my trust as far as processes are concerned. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're replacing Tibbs, but we're not going to do a coach's search.
Yeah.
So let's just hire Hoiberg. How'd that turn out? And then, okay, Hoiberg didn't turn out well, guys. You know what? The owner really likes this Boylan guy after he backstabbed Hoiberg. Let's hire him, not give him an interim tag, and let's not interview any coaches.
Mm.
How'd that turn out? So I'm in on Karnisovas or however you say it. I'm in for Carney. I don't trust their process in the way they do things at the United States.
They got to earn your
trust. Let's call it a carnival. We're going on
there
a carnival
you go.
Right now.
With a K.
We're going on a carnival.
Yeah,
listen,
carnival
what most important to me is everyone wants a new voice, don't we? Is that what we want?
Yes.
We want
yep.
somebody, a new a different voice, a new decision maker. Now, I heard you talking before the break, Carm, that there are some out there, and I get it. I mean, look, they have lost, as Sylvie was describing, they've lost the collective trust of the Bulls fan base.
You can feel it.
So I get it.
Yeah, you can feel it,
there's
guys.
No question. So if you still wonder whether or not this is true autonomy,
yep.
I get it. You know, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. It feels like for the first time in a long time, maybe maybe the process was convoluted as always, but it feels like they're going to give somebody the autonomy to make all of these decisions, and it's a different voice. So I'm optimistic. You know, I'm optimistic that this guy's going to be. Listen, if he can't fire Jim Boylan, doesn't have the authority, yeah. then it's a bad job. It's a bad hire.
Exactly. Well, and at the very least, then it goes back into what Sylvie was saying. You haven't really changed anything.
Well, but that's my point, Carm. But if you can't make your own coaching decision, it's not a good job.
Yeah.
You don't take that job as the head of basketball operations if you can't hire your own coach.
No, yeah. It's
Ryan Pace did.
Then it wasn't a good job at that time.
Yeah, how's that worked out?
You know, I mean, that's the definition of it.
If you don't trust the person enough, then, right, you should
let him hire his own guy, right?
It's not good. It's a bad start from the word jump,
And you know what? Look at what the Bears had to deal with then for the course of 2+ years was the conversation that Ryan Pace wasn't able to hire his own guy. I mean, so it's if you're going to be the loudest voice in the room and the most important voice in the room, you've got to be able to make all of your own decisions. That, to me, is the pure definition of autonomy, right?
Yes.
So if he has the autonomy to make all these decisions, I'll line up and ready to go. But if we find out that, you know, he's still having to run things through other people in the building, then I don't think it's a good job.
And I don't think it's the change that we were sort of promised or that we've been led to believe, I guess, in a sense. You know, you want real change, then let a guy do things as he sees fit. It'll be interesting to see who else he hires, too, if they can, you know, are they going to find Nazi Muhammad or Shane Battier or any of these other people that he's associated with that can help get in this room with free agents at some point down the line, get into the room with free agents down the line and convince them that this is the place to come. All the things they failed at in recent years, I hope this new crew can fix all those problems, because until they address some of those things, I feel like we're still going to be spinning our wheels. They're going to be spinning their wheels as an organization, and as fans, we're going to be left still saying, nothing's changed. They're not good enough. They're not this. They're not that. They've got too many shortcomings. And only time is going to tell, boys.
Player development is huge here for me. It's like this is the thing that I've been most disappointed with all throughout the course of this season before it went away. And that was the lack of development of Lowry Martin.
You got to be tougher, man.
Yeah.
You just got to be tougher. That's all.
I'm just saying,
isn't that their philosophy?
Well, that's right.
That's sort of Boylan's. You just got to get tougher.
Yeah, that's his
version of player development.
And that's so silly. And that's why, in a lot of ways, maybe we'll find out that Lowry's not as good as we all had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
But have you seen a lot of development? I mean, listen, Kobe White went out and did some really exciting things towards the... But, like, I even look at Wendell Carter Jr., he's got to be more physically and offensively talented than what he showed.
Yes.
And I don't blame it on him. He's scoring 98% of his buckets from inside the paint. They didn't even develop him out on, away from the basket. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm no basketball expert, but
totally. Yeah, these guys are better than they've shown. And how do you explain Lowry Markkanen's good rookie year? After his rookie year, we all said, hey, if they would redraft, he would be the third pick in that draft. Mm-hmm. In his second year, he goes on that run in February when he's like averaging 30 points per game. He hits a wall, and then all of a sudden he's a dud. He comes out with 35 points in like the first game,
right.
And he stinks. Like, how do you say that maybe, I get what you're saying. Like, to me, it's less about Lowry being good and more about him being put in the right spots and developed right. Because he's shown that he's got this really good skill set.
Yeah, he's still such an important... he's such an important part of all this. Like,
it'll always be a two-pronged approach for success in professional sports. It's talent evaluation. You got to bring in the right guys, and then you got to develop them. I don't care if it's football. I'm sure, Johnny, you know guys that A, either picked the wrong guys, or B, picked the right guys, but didn't put them in a position to take advantage of what they did. Well, it's in every sport.
Yeah. See it all the time, Tommy.
All right, boys, what's coming up on the show today? Lots of Bulls, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of Bulls. Stephen A. up at 3. You know who coached?
AK?
AK, yeah. I was going to go Carney. I was going to go AK. My head's spinning over there because I heard Cal. How are you guys saying it?
I think it's Karnishevich. How do you say it, Yerk?
The first S is a SH.
Karnishevich.
That's it.
Karnishevich.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've said Karnisovus. We've said Karnisovus.
I have no friggin' idea.
Well, and
the first,
it's like the
Nocioni
thing.
S-H.
Nocioni.
It's easy.
That's why everybody just started calling him Noach.
We started calling him Nocioni the first year. We did that the whole year.
Well, because it's a CI, right? I mean, in Italian, I know he's Argentinian, but he's of Italian descent.
It's very nice. It
would be a chi. It'd be Nocioni. If it's CI, it would be Nocioni. If it was CHI, it'd be Nocioni.
What if it's SHI?
You better watch it, Tom. Watch.
We have highlights from when he played for Lithuania in Lithuanian. Yeah, if you want to hear it.
No, that doesn't.
What do you mean? What? That's
there's
how you're
like, why. Oh,
yeah, that, there's a language barrier.
What do you mean there's a language barrier? You pronounce my name Abdallah. It's the same every. I'm
no,
right as Adam. It's
language
Adam.
Language barrier. Sorry.
Abdullah. You want to call me by my real name? Adam Mustafa Muhammad Abdul Karim Abdullah. That's my name.
See, I can't do that.
See, you pronounced it differently than we did.
Yeah, because you guys are white.
Not enough Waddle. Time in a show to say your full
back
name.
Back in Scotland, they pronounce Waddle's name Waddell. So
no, that's the fine French pronunciation.
Very
no, very you watch
weird.
It. Waddell is the fine French pronunciation.
All right. Yeah, what else, boys? Is that it?
So, yeah, it no, we, no, not, that's not it. We got a ton of stuff, Carm. I mean, what do you think this is? Amateur hour?
No.
Come on now. I may not be good at trivia.
I believe it is.
Right.
And then here's the other thing, Carm. You know, like, it's sort of, I make the comparison to me as a dresser. Like, when I wear a button-down shirt to work with jeans, everyone's like, oh, why are you so dressed up?
Right.
People think I'm dressed up because I'm a slob normally. When I get 4 out of 7 right, people were complimenting. Good showing, Sylvie.
I thought you came to play. Yeah, but you came to play.
Sylvie came to play with 4 out of 7.
It's better than half.
So we're going to have fun today. I mean, and we'll play some of those highlights coming back. We'll play some of the Tibbs sound from earlier today.
Carnicious.
But I was going to mention PJ Carlissimo is joining
us. Oh, nice.
PJ Carlissimo.
He's a college coach. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
PJ Carlissimo.
And he's a great NBA. I know you're a huge PJ guy.
I love PJ. I do.
What's your favorite? PJ, right, Carl?
Tell everyone your favorite story about PJ Carlissimo. This is great.
This is like my cap story now. You just made me tell this like 2-3 weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
When PJ was, I was talking to PJ. He was an assistant with Pop on the San Antonio staff. And we're sitting up against the scorer's table before a game. And on one side, it's Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili getting a mad sweat on. I mean, they've won championships. They're all going to the Hall of Fame already. They're playing a 10-win Bulls team. And, I mean, they're working. They're working. And then Eddie Curry and Tyson and some other guys are shooting.
Jamal Crawford, right?
Jamal. I think it might have been Jamal. They're shooting from, like, you know, half court, you know, having fun. And he said, now look at this. He said, look at our guys. And now look at these guys. He goes, this is why this team is effing horse bleed. And I mean, what am I going to say? I'm like, yeah, you know. He's like, look at our guys. He's like, Tim Duncan's over here. He's going to need a shower before the game, you know. It's like, that's the difference. Absolutely. I love PJ. He's terrific. Yeah. So
developing your players, Carm.
Develop your players, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So much fun coming up.
All right, boys. We'll see you tomorrow to wrap the week. Waddle and Sylvie are next. Have a great one, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more.
I think the cool people liked it.
I don't think that's whack. I think that's dope.
Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia! Mamma mia!
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Τον Γανισόβα σε αυτή την κίνηση και 19-12 η μεγαλύτερη διαφορά στο παιχνίδι. Ρότζερς, Γανισόβας, πολύ ωραία για τον Ρότζερς, εκεί το καλάθι δεν κάνετε, έχουμε και το φάουλ. Η μπάλα φτάνει στο Γανισόβας, το Γανισόβας που έχει πολλούς λόγους να παίζει καλά απέναντι στη Ρεάλ. Εύστοχος όμως είναι και ο Αντούρας Γανισόβας. Ρότζερς, Χόκινς, Γανισόβας. Διστάζει από τα 7,5 μέτρα. Έχουν αλλάξει τα μαρκαρίσματα. Έχει πάει ο Μποτιρόγκα στο Ρότζερς. Ο Κανισόβας φτάνει από μακριά. Για 3 είναι εύστοχος. Αρτούρας Κανισόβας.
Love that.
And I didn't hear a Carnisovas. I hear Carnisovas. Me too.
So, I mean, is that what we're going to go with? I mean, because we got to go with something here. I mean, every day it's a different, and now he's the guy. The Bulls made the hire. We have to go with something wild.
Whoa. Tap that brake, mister. Have they made the hire yet, or is there an opportunity for him to wriggle out of this in any way?
Oh really?
I'm just asking. Look, I mean, it sounds good. It sounds right. It sounds done. But do we know? Is it done? Do we know for sure? Has there been an agreement? Has there been a signing of a document? Is there a press conference scheduled?
I mean, when Woj puts it out, it's done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just playing the asking game. I want to make sure that, you know, listen, what happens here sometimes with our basketball team, even the great Woj can't control all of that. Do you understand what I mean?
Are they allowed to make moves right now while they're on hiatus as far as officially?
It's a very good question. I'm not sure.
So, how about this, Waddle? And those were the highlights of Arturas Karnisovas. That's how I'm going with it, because I heard the highlights. Karnisovas.
I think you made a bigger mistake on his first name than his last name there for a second. Yeah.
Arturas.
Better.
Karnisovas.
Welcome to the team.
I have to think. It doesn't flow yet.
Karnisovas.
Doesn't, It doesn't flow.
Karnasovas.
Say the first and last name.
Arturas Karnasovas.
See?
Karna. Well, I hope I'm not going to be asked to say it three times fast for any real reason.
Karna, not John Paxson.
That's what a lot of people are saying. And we did a goofy poll question out there brought to you by Toyota, and a serious poll question, which I'm shocked by the results on, by the way. Ooh. But we did a funny pronunciation poll question, which, of course, some people don't get, and they're like,
getting
mad
about
it.
It was an Abdallah suggestion.
It was an Abdallah suggestion, and it was great.
Yeah.
It's glorious. The poll question is, how do you pronounce Karnasovas? And we spell out his name the exact same way three times, and then we put other. It's fantastic.
That is good. That's Abdallah humor right there.
Yes, I like it. And then here's the one that I did. I don't know if you remember. I did this as we learned the search is officially on, Waddle. That was about a week ago. I don't know if Abdallah and Meller can pull this up from the results from about a week ago. But I believe when I asked people, will the Bulls get it right? I want to say like 12 to 15% of the people said yes, that the Bulls will get this right. And it's just a general question. Today, Waddle, after they hired Karnasovas, not officially, I asked them, did the Bulls get it right? So before it was, will the Bulls get it right? The question today is, did the Bulls get it right? Have you seen the results?
I just voted. I have seen it. I see it right now. I am a touch surprised.
1,500 votes already in just a matter of 14 minutes, and nearly 88% of the votes said yes, they got it right.
Woof, we got a bunch of caps on the poll there, Sylvie, because last week on April 3rd, when you asked the question, will the Bulls get this right, 82.7% said no.
They flipped it. They flipped the script.
Well, maybe I don't know what they were expecting, but look, I voted yes. Now, if you'd given me some wiggle room there, I would say I'll wait and see because I'm scarred. That's what I would have voted for. I'm in wait and see mode because I'm scarred. But if yes and no are the only answers, based on what the people that KC, Joe Cowley, other people in the league, what you hear, Woj, everybody, everyone says that he is given full autonomy to make all of the decisions. He comes with a very large number of recommendations. So if I'm going to follow the breadcrumbs left by people that have exceedingly more basketball knowledge than me, I'm going to vote yes. Because I've only got two choices, yes and no, so I'm going to vote yes.
I am voting yes. I believe they got the result right. But I do believe, like, what the Undefeated sent out yesterday does have some legs. I think it looked – the optics were terrible yesterday, Waddle, where earlier in the day we found out that they interviewed one guy – who had to leave his job because he had burner accounts and he was ripping his own players. And then they interviewed two guys who were together in Atlanta, and there were some racist terms being used in scouting reports about players. And then later that night, we find out they didn't interview any minorities. So I don't – if someone calls today and they say, what are the Bulls doing? Like – Why didn't they interview a minority? Why were they interviewing Danny Ferry? They interviewed a guy who got fired from a job for a racist scouting report, but yet they wouldn't talk to someone of color. And then I'm with everybody. I think both can be true on this one.
Well, I mean, you're reading things now where I don't know if they are illuminating the situation because, you know, not enough was mentioned before. There have been, Abdallah, you and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. They put in a request for somebody from Oklahoma City, right, for an African-American.
Yeah, according to Vincent Goodwill, they did. Their assistant
and it was turned down.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There are now, you know, Joe Cowley, I see, is tweeting that they asked to speak to other African-American candidates that were either rebuffed or turned down, rebuffed by the team or turned down by the individual. Listen, I'm not in the building. I don't know whether that's true or that's false. This is what I would say to you from my perspective on the outside looking in. I'm a huge fan of hiring the best candidate. I find it exceptionally hard to believe that your group of candidates would not include an African-American, especially in a sport where 75% of the players are African-American and where you have any number of different front office members who are African-American, who I would suggest to you are probably more than qualified to, at the very least, be in there for, or, and you can't do it face-to-face, but be included in the interview process. So again, I'm a proponent of hiring the best candidate, but your candidate pool, you can't convince me that the candidate pool wouldn't include more than one African-American who would be, should be interviewed for the process. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Of course. And I've always just had a problem with the way, and I spelled it out in Crosstalk about the process for the Bulls. They didn't interview anybody in Boylan and Hoiberg hiring. You know, they promised a draft pick in the first round 6 weeks before the draft that he was their guy. Is that a good process? Do you know what I mean? So I've had questions about the way the Bulls come to their final result in the past. And when we hear this, I don't blame people for getting upset. I do believe they got a pretty good guy, though.
Right.
So I believe both can be true. I'm going to let them show me the way on this thing. I'm going to see this out. I'm not ripping it by any means. I'm interested to hear what Stephen A. has to say at 3 o'clock. But I'm going to see who they hire as their general manager. Yeah. He's going to have the title of vice president of basketball ops, and that was Pax's title. So, and we'll find out how much Pax is going to be involved, and how much Karnisovas wants him to be involved,
There's a report that Karnisovas is interested in hiring a person of color to be the general manager. Now, again, I would say the same thing. Hiring the best candidate is the right thing to do. But once again, you can't convince me that that group of candidates doesn't include an African-American. So, I mean, maybe they will find, maybe the next hire will be a person of color. It'll be up to the new man in charge of basketball operations. Again, I'll say it for a third time. I'm all for hiring the best guy. But in this instance, I would have found it hard to believe that there weren't African-American candidates, that there should be several of them that were a part of the process.
Let's talk to Bulls fans today. We've had a lot of talks over the years. It's time. New set of eyes. You got to change this up with Gar and Pax. They have had enough swings at the target, and they've missed. And look, they had a good run. When I will look back on the John Paxson run with the Bulls, he was not a failure as the general manager vice president. I will never say that. He had a lot of hits. He drafted at times well. His teams won. He made some good moves. All general managers are going to have their misses. At the end, it just was time.
Yeah.
And that's how I'll always look at it. And this is what all of us Bulls fans have been waiting for. A new set of eyes. I want to hear from Bulls fans today. Do you like the way the Bulls did it? Do you like how the result turned out? And then I've got a name for the coaching hire, too, that I would put as the betting line favorite. We're going to talk about that when we return. We'll talk to you, the fans, 312-332-3776. Also, Tibbs had some good stuff to say about this job and a guy who I believe could be the betting favorite for the head coaching job. And Cap and Windhorse got into it a little bit over the future of Boylan. We'll get into all that. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Go ahead. Like ESPN Chicago on Facebook.
At Speedway, we're here for you with just what you need, right when you need it, ready to go. No matter what, our shelves are stacked, our coolers stocked, our pumps are pumping, and our doors are open. Just like always, you can count on us to get you in, out, and on your way, safely. Because if you need it, we've got it. Whatever keeps you going. And when you stop by, we'll be ready. The convenience stores of Speedway.
Wintrust Mortgage understands that your health and well-being are top of mind. Part of that includes your financial security, and they can help. Wintrust Mortgage offers refinance solutions so you can take advantage of low rates to reduce payments. They also have the sophisticated technology to let you go through the process conveniently from home. Uncertainty can add stress to an already tense time. Rely on Wintrust Mortgage. Visit wintrustmortgage.com/refi. Wintrust Mortgage is a division of Barrington Bank and Trust Company, NAMLS number 449042, equal housing lender.
Okay, the sports world and sports betting is at a standstill. We know that. And if, like me, you're itching for a little action, you can check out Hawthorne's new app. Now, there's no live horse racing at Hawthorne right now, but there are still tracks running. You can bet all of them on the Club Hawthorne app from wherever you're on lockdown. So it's easy. Go to clubhawthorneapp.com to get in on the action. Go on. Have some fun. After all, horse racing is the original sports betting. Good luck. clubhawthorneapp.com.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wondering how to stay well and keep others safe during the COVID-19 pandemic? Rush University System for Health would like to remind you of some ways you can protect yourself and others. Practice social distancing. Keep at least 6 feet between yourself and others outside the home. Stay at home as much as you can. Stick to the basics. Wash your hands thoroughly and often. Avoid touching your face. Cover your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze. These are simple but effective steps everyone can take. Thanks to all of you in the Chicago area who are doing your part to help. And thanks to the nurses, doctors, and other healthcare professionals at Rush and many other exceptional hospitals in the area who are working night and day to keep our community safe and healthy during these unprecedented times. For wellness advice, information about care options, and more, visit rush.edu/COVID-19.
There may be no games.
No practices.
No high fives.
But we're all still part of a team.
And we all have a role to play.
Right now, that means keeping our distance.
But still checking on each other.
Helping the most vulnerable.
And supporting our heroes.
That are keeping us safe.
Sports may be paused.
But the best parts are needed now more than ever.
So let's all do our part to help our team.
Right now.
Hashtag one team, ESPN.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Peace up, A-Town.
The Bulls have their new boss. Arturis Karnisovas. When I say both names, I keep stumbling.
And listen, this is the other thing too. Don't discount the connecting of these dots. When did change officially happen? When attendance consistently declined.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You always say what?
Like
follow what?
There's a tolerance. Follow the green. Follow the money. There's a tolerance for status quo. Unless the bottom line is being, because these are businesses, unless the bottom line is being negatively affected over a long stretch of time. And I think the fairly precipitous drop in attendance consistently at the UC for this team was an enormous impetus for change.
For sure. Tibbs was on with Cap today, and we were connecting dots earlier on texting, talking about, hey, who could the coach be? And we made the connection between P.J. Carlissimo and Karnisovas, as he was the coach at Seton Hall when Karnisovas played. Who was one of Karnisovas' teammates when he was at Seton Hall? It was Adrian Griffin.
The Hawk?
Who played here in Chicago.
It's Andre Dawson.
Not that Hawk. No, not that Hawk.
Including
Hawk.
Myself, Ed Belfour.
Not Ed Belfour either, Hawk. Different Hawk. So that's a hawk and an eagle.
And listen, in sports and in all walks of life, you know what? Look, I think it's an excellent projection and prediction, because we're all looking for familiarity. Look up at Hallis Hall and the offensive guys that were hired this year.
Right, and I don't know how close they still are, but Karnisovas, you know, almost got the Milwaukee job. He's his own job. He finally gets his own job. What's Adrian Griffin been doing? He's been an assistant coach forever. He's been waiting for someone to give him that chance. So just like Pace gave Nagy the chance to, for, you know, for guys in their first time, I know he hired Fox first, but I think that you look at, you connect some of these dots and don't be shocked if Adrian Griffin is the head coach of the future after they get rid of Boylan.
Good
Here's
prediction.
Tibbs talking about Adrian Griffin. Is he ready to be a head coach?
Adrian's ready to be a head coach, and he's overqualified at this point. You know, I think all the things that he's done to win a championship in Toronto, I know he was invaluable with me. And, you know, I think right now it's hard because, coaches are in place, and so you never want to see anyone lose their job. But when there is an opening, I think he should be a candidate on everyone's list. Terrific guy, was well prepared. He's worked under a number of coaches. He's had a lot of different experiences. I think he'd be a terrific hire for any organization.
There you go. That's Tibbs. And later we'll play you his scouting report on Carney, and then we'll also play the Windhorse stuff, which is really good about Boylan. Like he found something out that Cap disagrees with, and we'll play that in a minute.
Kenny Atkinson's name is also being mentioned, right, as a potential candidate for the head coaching spot?
It's a good name because, again, Kenny Atkinson is what we've talked about, Waddle, another guy who develops talent.
Right.
He did his best work before KD and Kyrie got there. You know, that Brooklyn team really overachieved. Phil in Rogers Park, who's always got thoughts on the Bulls. Phil, you're on ESPN 1000. What do you think?
Hey, guys. First off, great to be with you. Hope you're well. I know this has been, 8 years in the making? I've been calling your show for years and years and years. How long have we been? And I've been badgering you with this sob story of, you know, when are the Bulls going to be a real organization? When are we going to see some real ownership, some real leadership? And it's like, you know, I was just pondering, like, when would we see this? And, you know, first off, let me just preface it. Arturas Karnišovas could be, you know, the next R.C. Buford. He could be the next great executive. And I, from all intents and purposes, from what I read, I really like him. Having said that, and this is just in a larger scope of things, I knew one of two things would happen. One, whoever they hired, they could have hired a paper bag. Hey, the paper bag is the new vice president of basketball operations. Let's go. It's not Garpax, you know. But let me just say, you know, if this is an elite job, if this is the third biggest market, Michael Jordan played here, won six championships, you know, they were asleep for 20 years. There was just a relevancy in the city. Congratulations, the Rhymes were, it seems like they finally have woken up. But I just want to say, I would have liked to have seen Masai Ujiri's name. I would have liked to have seen Sam Presti, Bob Myers. If not those guys, had make Daryl Morey turn you down. $10 million a year offers. Mark Bartelstein would have been tremendous. You know, if not him, I would have liked to have seen a larger scope of number twos being interviewed. Mike Zarin in Boston. Andy Ellsberg in Miami. There's just a number of guys out there that, you know, I would have liked to have seen their names being asked. Shane Battier is another one. I'm not knocking Arturas. I want to see a bigger commitment from ownership, and I hope it happens with these subsequent hires that follow, that the money is available. I'd like to see Sam Hinkie being hired as the head of analytics. He'd be great in that role. So there's many thoughts that I have, and I'm glad to see that they're moving forward with this in what seems to be a fresh new voice. I'm with Waddle, and I think the right approach for the fan base is let's wait and see, because history shows us otherwise, but it's a good start.
Okay. Good
step in the right direction.
Phil's always got thoughts. Let's go to Greg in Prospect Heights. Greg, what do you think about the move?
I'm a big fan of the move. I don't know too much about our boy AK just yet. I'm a fan of what Denver themselves are doing, but I had a question for you guys. I saw an article maybe by Casey Johnson yesterday. I don't want to wrongly attribute that. But they were saying that AK essentially needs to really look at every single player and no one is safe. I want to know if you guys think anyone is safe. Because in my eyes, I mean, I think Lowry is safe. I saved up tickets to get some good seats and watch him with my little brother. Seeing him in person makes me think that he's the real deal. Kobe played really well down the stretch of the season. You know, hopefully we would have seen a little bit more. But is he a guy who we keep around or is he a sell-high candidate?
I don't think there's any untouchables on this team. None. zero untouchables.
Right. It depends. Like I've said this earlier in the week that I believe now's a bad time to sell Lowry. I think you're buying low. What are you going to get? A pick in the 20s? What are you getting back? Someone else's underachieving player? I believe with a new set of eyes, a guy who's specialized in player development, who will hire his own coach who is good at player development, who will bring in these new modern analytics that the Bulls haven't been using for these last several years to utilize the skill set best. That's what I would do first. I mean, where he is on that point. But who knows? Will he sell LaVine high? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. But with that in mind, if for whatever reason somebody comes in and wants to give you something for one of your players, even if it's Lowry, and the perception is you're getting good value or better value or you're winning that deal, I'm just saying to you, Lowry's not untouchable. Zach LaVine is obviously, there's no one on that roster that is untouchable. But with that in mind, what I'd like to see as a fan is somebody else take a stab at trying to develop these guys.
Yes, for sure. That's the biggest thing we've talked about. Their talent isn't terrible. Right. Andy in New Lenox, you're on ESPN 1000. Hi, Andy.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
So I have a couple of different things. So the first thing about our new guy, Karnisovas, big fan. I work with the G League Bulls, and we have, like, numerous guys who are signed with Denver, and it seems like all of our better young players are Denver Nuggets. They're on the Denver Nuggets roster, so I like that. He seems to know what he's doing. As far as Adrian Griffin, so I'm a huge Fighting Illini fan. His son, Alan, was on the team last year, but he's actually leaving the program. He's transferring to Syracuse for this upcoming season, and I know he's got a younger brother who is one of the top players in the whole country, who is most likely going to head to Duke. And I know they're a basketball family, so, I mean, it might not matter, but I was wondering if you guys think that that'll have an impact on if he's going to be taking a head coaching job right now with his one son entering college and then the other one going into his senior season. I'll hang up and I'll listen to you guys. Thanks.
I mean, he's doing the grind, Waddle. He's already on benches, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know him at all. I was going to say well enough. I don't know him at all, and I don't know what, you know, pumps his tires, so to speak. So he may make a decision that would seem to be unusual in other cases, but the majority of these guys that get into this business understand, you know, to get that head coaching job, you are going to have to make sacrifices, and then that means at times not being around your family or in the same town of where your kids are. So
Stephen A. is going to join us at 3, and should he stay or should he go? The question about Jim Boylan, we know the answer to that question, but will he go? There are differing viewpoints from Cap and Windhorst on this. I want to play that coming up next.
Hell yeah.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, Bulls fans, look, we've taken your calls for 4 or 5 years here where everyone's saying it's time. So I want to hear from you today.
Cat's got your tongue.
Is this a happy day? Is this a happy day? 312-332-3776.
Happy day for me. I was outside with my new leaf blower. That thing is, it's like, I'm telling you, it is industrial strength. You got to be careful. That thing could take a portion of your arm off if you're not careful.
I don't think I've seen someone as excited over a leaf blower as you are.
I've been in my house for almost 4 weeks now.
That's true, yeah. And when I was a kid, I hated mowing the lawn, but the number one thing I hated most was raking. Like, it was raking was the worst, shoveling snow was the second, and then mowing the lawn was third, and I had to do all of them to earn an allowance. And the raking of the leaves was because back in the day, this is just like mowing the lawn. You couldn't just take the clippings and spread them all over like you do now. The leaves had to be bagged, and I hated that. There was nothing worse than bagging the leaves. My dad made me do all that stuff. Bag the grass, bag the leaves.
We had a small house with a big yard.
It brings back terrible memories, Mallory. And he cursed me out because I didn't do it in the right way in the front yard. He said, you could do whatever you want in the backyard. Don't screw up the front yard.
And I'm like, sort of like my haircut, you know?
Do the grass.
How long until this wears off, this affinity for your leaf blowing, Waddle?
I don't think it'll go away. Why?
I don't know. I'm just
until all the leaves are blown away.
Well, that's one time, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily. I mean,
maybe twice.
Then I can also get the cars out of the garage, and I can clean the garage and get all the dust out of there.
Or are you going to get a power sprayer?
Possibly.
That's
possibly.
A good one. Can you come over and do our garage too?
I could.
Because I don't know how to do that.
You're going to be screaming to borrow my leaf blower here very shortly.
I bet you $1 million. Everything that I own, I will give you my entire 529 for Braxton and Mason and my retirement fund, which there's not much in it these days. I will promise you I will never ask you to borrow that leaf blower.
Really?
Ever. What the hell am I going to do with a leaf
blower?
What
if one of the kids is messing around, and your kids do mess around doing things, and like they break containers that have like flour or sugar or some other chemical for whatever reason, you've got chemicals in the house, and you need that stuff, you need it to get out of there, and you can't just sweep it up.
You
need something
powerful
to get all of that stuff out of your garage for safety reasons.
Oh, it's in the garage?
Wouldn't your go-to be to go to the shop vac before you go to a leaf blower in that situation?
No, you go leaf blower then shop vac. You can actually clean up. Why would you want to do the shop vac first?
He's turned it on. Don't turn it on in your house.
You know That's what just I not go to? Safe, dude.
I turn to the phone then, and I say, okay, is there a guy who can do this? I got a guy.
Yeah, but I bet your guy, as good as he is, sometimes he leaves a little something that has you going, wow, I wish he would have done that.
Nah, because I know I can't do it better. Yeah,
wow. Well, I'm not saying better. I'm not saying better. Like when I come home from my haircut every now and again, I'll still take the scissors out and maybe, you know, if I still got ear hair or I got something going on, and I'll fix that. Just
don't cut your own kid's hair.
No, I won't do that. No, I've grown kids. I mean, like, that'd be a fist fight in my house.
All right, I want to go to this sound because it was funny. I was listening to Windy and Cap today, and it's Brian Windhorst who has been all over this. And what did you call this, Abdallah? You called this a source off?
Yeah, I got that from Chris Black, who is listening to it live. I'm listening to it on the stream at home, ESPN Chicago app. And he says, we're having a source off. So then I turned it in, tuned in, and of course it's Cap and Windhorst going back and forth about whose sources are right.
I see your sources as big as mine.
So like, may the source be with you. Windhorst says, you'll hear what he says, but Cap has been saying that there is zero chance that Boylan is back. Here's what Brian Windhorst had to say with Cap.
Well, first off, we have to sort of see what the structure that he wants to do, and also how much of a revamp he's going to do. I mean, that's one of the things that was unclear to candidates as they talked to the Bulls, how much of a revamp there actually was going to be. Because John Paxson is staying with the organization, it appears, how many other folks are going to stay with the organization? There was a feel that there may have been quite a few. And I know that some of the candidates got the impression that Michael Reinsdorf really wanted to keep Jim Boylan in the job. And so, you know, I don't know how much of a revamp to the front office there's actually going to be. Certainly Arturis is going to get to make some hires, but it's not 100% clear how much of a retrofit there's going to be. You know, Arturis has been in the league a long time. I'm sure he's got a lot of longstanding connections, and I'm sure a lot of those people are reaching out to him right now. But it's hard to know exactly how they're going to piece it together just yet.
Yeah, I've been assured, Brian, and I've been all over this thing for several months. I've been assured Jim Boylan's not coming back here. No chance.
Well, like I said, some of the candidates who I spoke to directly weren't 100% sure that was the case. So I guess we'll have to wait and see on that. I mean, certainly in a situation like you have right now, conventional thinking would be that that would be the case. But I'm going to wait and see.
And wrestle.
It's so good.
It's so soft.
Listen, now I will say this. When I hear that, I cringe. Not because they're, you know, having a disagreement. I don't know how anybody who is of any type of standing in the game would take this job without the ability to have his own coach hired. Now, if you came back to me and you said Karnisovas wants to keep Jim Boylan in place, I'd be disturbed, okay? I'd be very disturbed. But it's got to be his decision. And my expectation is that Jim Boylan won't be kept. But why in the world would you come into an environment where you weren't capable or weren't given the capacity or the autonomy to fire the existing coach to bring in someone that you wanted to coach your team?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I will say something stinks here if Jim Boylan is back.
Yeah, and listen, this is not personal with Jim Boylan. This is just, I look at and I scratched my head from the moment that this whole circus, you know, started. I just, look, Lauri Markkanen isn't developing. Let's just stop. The coach needs, there needs to be a coaching change. And if the new guy comes in and doesn't make a coaching change, then I will be beyond shocked, baffled, and disturbed. Won't you?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Both
yes.
Cap and Windhorst can be correct, though. Like, this is one of these situations where both can be right. Cap can be hearing that Boylan's not going to be back, and Windhorst can say, well, people
you're
are
right.
telling me that in these interviews, Michael Reinsdorf has been saying, well, we really like what Jim is
right.
doing here.
You're right. There's no doubt, Adam. You're right that maybe Michael Reinsdorf has let it be known that he likes Jim Boylan. But my hope would be that whoever they hire, you know, that when Karnisovas comes in,
well,
it's going to be his decision.
Let's just say if Karnisovas hangs on to Jim Boylan, that will be strike one. If he chooses to keep Jim Boylan.
Sure. I would think so.
Yeah.
Have I been mispronouncing his name?
Karnisovas.
Yeah, Karnisovas.
No, we're going to be the show that pronounces it three different ways every time
there's
we
no
say
chance.
It.
Yeah, we're all
every
going
time
different
we say it, we're all going to say it a different way.
Karnisovas.
I mean, nobody on this.
I'm confused again.
No one here thinks that there isn't going to be a coaching change, right?
Well, I believe that if the league does, like Carmen was saying earlier, if the league does come back in some capacity, I don't think they'll make a change right away.
Oh, no,
they'll wait till there's an official offseason, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Going into the 2020-21 season.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
There better
saying.
Be a new head coach.
For sure.
And I would think so. And I wouldn't be shocked if it was Adrian Griffin, who played with him, of course. And we've mentioned that. We'll talk to PJ Carlissimo coming up. Abdallah, do I have time to take Mark and Logan Square?
Yes.
Mark and Logan Square, we're up against the top, so
can you make
a point.
So as a former season ticket holder, I'm very happy. Until they get rid of Boylan, though, like they're not gonna sell me, and they try. Like once every 2-3 months, they reach out to former season ticket holders. I'm telling you, if they don't get rid of Boylan, not buying, guys, and I'm willing to take my crap seats again. But if they're not selling, not giving Boylan, I'm not buying. Take care, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. I bet Mark in Logan Square gets a call soon because I think they're going to take advantage of the hiring to say, hey, guys, it's a new day. So
my hope would be that they've done their research and they understand that there are a lot of people that feel like Mark and, again, follow the money. And I think the impetus for change is significantly tied to or greatly tied to the lack of people coming to the games recently.
A few months ago when we had Stephen A. on and we asked him, hey, do you feel optimism surrounding the Bulls? He paused and he said no. And it sort of surprised us, but boy, was he right. What does he think about the Bulls? We'll talk to Stephen A. in just 2 minutes.
No.